The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُو هُو بِلِيهِ اِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One of the things that we need to do on the occasions that we remember Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi is to look at some of the behavior of Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullah alayhi to find guidelines for ourselves. We are in need of guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him as our imam. An imam is someone who leads. Ali ibn Abi Talib led during his time. Ali ibn Abi Talib's leadership during that time is leading us during our time. Be it that the imam of our time, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu sharif wa arwahuna lahu al-fida, is our imam today. However, the words and the conduct of Ali ibn Abi Talib is something that we are told by the imams, by the imam of our time, to look back at. And part of the imamah of the imam of our time is to refer us to the conduct of Ali ibn Abi Talib, that conduct, that behavior, his decisions, his guidelines, his guidance, are all various forms of guidance for us, and they lead us today. So we've got to look at some of the things that Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi does during his lifetime for us to learn that that's the right way. Now, we may fail at times to make those decisions or to make them in the best way we can. We may fail to do so, but at least we can begin to understand what those correct decisions are. Another part of what we have received of how Ali ibn Abi Talib dealt with and acted towards the Holy Prophet, behaved towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, is his humility. Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi, his words are just like the words of the Holy Prophet. They come from the same source. The guidance is the same guidance. The Prophet said, "Man kuntu mawla, fahada aliyun mawla." The Prophet said, "Ana madinatul ilm wa aliyun babuha, faman arada al..." Whoever wants the knowledge, فَلْيَأْتِهَا مِنْ بَابِهَا. The door to the knowledge of the Prophet is Ali ibn Abi Talib. So whatever he says is the knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. This is clear, isn't it? This is, for us it's clear. Whoever has questions, doubts, they can resolve that. This is very clear to us. But how did Ali ibn Abi Talib behave towards the Prophet? He would sit in the presence of the Prophet as a slave. And he said, these are his words, these are his recorded words, أَنَا عَبْدٌ مِنْ عَبِيدِ مُحَمَّدٍ. I am one of the slaves of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The humility of Ali ibn Abi Talib towards the Prophet is such that if we didn't know better with our wrong understandings and our wrong approach, we would actually identify him not as one of the companions of the Prophet, that we would ask, oh, who's this person? So he's just one of the servants or one of the slaves of the Holy Prophet. One who did not speak in the presence of the Prophet. One who, although he had that knowledge, as he says in Khutbah Qasi'ah correctly, we have other indications telling us, he saw what the Prophet saw and he heard what the Prophet heard at the cave of Hira on that night. He heard that. Yet he never spoke about what he knew and present that. He didn't. He said, let's see what the Prophet says. Ask the Prophet. He would ask the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullahi wa salam alayhi, his tawadu' towards the Holy Prophet is something we need to learn from, brothers and sisters. Tawadu' Tawadu' in essence means to lower oneself. We need to lower ourselves before the Qur'an. We need to lower ourselves before the Prophet. We need to lower ourselves before the Ahlul Bayt Salamullah Alayhim Ajma'in. One of the reasons why not only we doubt, sometimes one of the big problems that we have, we talked just earlier, the first point we mentioned was not to even have doubt regarding what the Quran and the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt say, being true and being from Allah and being guidance, being absolutely 110% true. One of the big problems we have is that some of the members of our so-called Muslim community not only doubt that, they argue against it. We have Muslimin arguing against hijab. We have Muslimin arguing against the approach Islam has towards LGBTQ. We have Muslimin arguing against Islamic government. We have Muslimin arguing against the various laws of Islam. They say, no, this isn't right. This can't be true. They laugh at it. Like, oh. And then they say, we respect Islam. This is for back then. It was good. It was justified for back then. What gives a person the audacity to stand and say such words? Arrogance. Arrogance, same way Iblis. Iblis was in a condition where everything was visible and clear, what he did, his disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The audacity to say, no, I will not bow, I will not prostrate, because I am better. These so-called Muslimin that argue against Islamic teachings, they're so proud of their stupidity and so ignorant of their stupidity and so ignorant of their ignorance that they proudly say these things, and we still see them as Muslimin. It's because that setup that Iblis had was very evident. God directly said, prostrate everyone, all the angels prostrated. Iblis didn't. There's no question there. Here, we have a Quran that was revealed 1400 years ago. We have an Imam that is in ghaibah, in occultation. And so the person who says these things can still claim, unfortunately, that I am Muslim. What causes a person to come to a point where they have the audacity? That what causes that is that they don't have tawadhu. They don't lower themselves. They have this arrogance about what their findings, their thoughts are.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.